Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninian M. Hang Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday affirmed that no world leader had asked India to stop Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister stated this in Lok Sabha while responding to the special discussion on Operation Sindoor, India's strong, successful and decisive response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Mr. Modi's remarks came amid the opposition's accusation of agreeing to a ceasefire with Pakistan under the pressure of the United States of America. He said it was the Pakistani side who urged India to stop Operation Sindoor, pleading that they cannot suffer any longer.
दुनिया के किसी भी नेता ने भारत के ऑपरेशन रोकने के लिए नहीं कहा. अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति जी ने मुझे फोन पे बताया कि पाकिस्तान बहुत बड़ा हमला करने वाला है. मेरा जवाब था, अगर पाकिस्तान का ये इरादा है तो उसे बहुत महंगा पड़ेगा. ये मैंने अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति को कहा, अगर पाकिस्तान हमला करेगा तो हम बड़ा हमला कर करके जवाब देंगे.
Mr. Modi said India has made it clear through Operation Sindoor that if there is a terrorist attack on India, it will respond in its own way. The Nagaland government will hold a cabinet-level meeting today to deliberate on the centre's directive to resolve pending issues related to the demand for creation of frontier Nagaland territory. Deputy Chief Minister Yantungo Paton told reporters on the sidelines of an official programme in Kohima yesterday. Mr. Paton said the cabinet meeting will discuss the matter and also discuss with the ENPO leaders. The development follows the third tripartite high-level committee meeting held on July 23 in New Delhi, attended by officials from the Ministry of Home Affairs, the Nagaland government and representatives of the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, which has been demanding separate statehood since 2010. As part of the fifth anniversary of the National Education Policy 2020, the Nagaland Education Mission Society Samagra Shiksha, in collaboration with Rashtriya Bal Swasthya Karyakram under the National Health Mission, organized a mega identification and assessment camp for children with special needs in Kohima. Held at the Directorate of School Education yesterday, the camp aimed to promote inclusive education. A total of 82 children from 5 EBRC blocks in Kohima district were assessed for various disabilities including hearing, vision, locomotor and intellectual impairments. Special guest Dr. Kekrel Hulie Yome, advisor for school education and SCERT, reaffirmed the government's commitment to equitable education. Additional secretary Vikweno Chale stressed the need for early intervention. A medical team from Naga Hospital Authority Kohima conducted screenings, provided hearing aids and issued disability certificates. Similar camps are planned across all districts in phases. Advisor to the Chief Minister and Secretary General of the Nagaland Olympic Association, Abu Metha, inaugurated a newly constructed multi-purpose hall at Chaletsudi Setsu Zubza yesterday. The event was graced by Horticulture and Women Resource Development Minister Salutonio Kruse and Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports S. Kyoshu Yimkyung. The hall, a pre-engineered infrastructure project, was implemented by the Department of Youth Resources and Sports. In his address, Abu Metha described the hall as more than just a building, calling it an investment in the dreams of the youth. He also announced the government's plan to complete similar infrastructure in all 17 districts of Nagaland within the year. Describing the new facility as a potential hub for national-level events, Mr. Metha expressed hope that it will play a key role in shaping the future of sports and youth engagement in the state.
It will be our dream, our aspirations, that this stadium produce future gens, and we will collectively work towards that dream.
And the seventh batch of the School Leadership Development Program SLDP for over 50 school heads under the Nectar Project commenced yesterday at SCERT Kohima. The month-long certificate program will focus on seven core areas of educational leadership, including school leadership perspectives, self-development, transforming teaching learning practices and leading innovations and partnerships. Speaking at the inaugural event, Commissioner and Secretary School Education and SCERT Kevileno Angami emphasized that SLDP is mandatory for school heads, especially in relation to promotional considerations. She urged heads to promote the effective use of the Smile app and remain committed to student development. Representing Nectar, Program Manager at P3 Consortium Aishwarya Santosh stressed the importance of self-reflection in leadership and announced that a Nagaland School Leadership Award is under development to honour exceptional school leaders. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.